less owed equals to no short sale? It's a question, you know. There's a question that came in. Let's dive right in. Question goes, ARV is 400. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, as well as the creator of the 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we're talking about less owed equals to no short sale. It's a question, you know. There's a question that came in. Let's dive right in. Question goes, ARV is $400,000, okay? Pre-foreclosures at $330,000, okay? Meaning they owe $330,000, right? Sorry, the ARV is $340,000. The ARV is $340,000. Pre-foreclosure, they owe basically $330,000. It's $10,000 difference. Any chance of a wholesale? Less is owed, so not a short sale. No room for rehab cost, subject to seller financing. Do you know of a creative strategy? Okay, all right. So it's a good question. This is real estate wholesaling, by the way. Real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties. Okay, this usually comes from a motivated seller, somebody who has a property they need to get rid of. So we market to this kind of people using mass media marketing. Okay, and the idea is to lock a property under contract and then sell the right to execute that contract or assign the contract for a fee to an end buyer, an investor, somebody who wants to buy to hold, buy to fix and flip, and things like that. But the first step in that is to find deeply discounted properties, right? Which again comes from people that are distressed, motivated sellers, people with a house as a liability that is supposed to be an asset, right? But it's now a liability. They need to get rid of it. They moved out of state. They are going through divorce. They're facing foreclosure, like in this case, right? So, but here's the issue with this person. This person is facing foreclosure. They owe $330,000, but ARV is coming back at $340,000. That's the same number, okay? Welcome to real estate. If you felt that was a different number, $330,000 and $340,000 is the same number in the real estate world, okay? What do I mean by that? Let me explain what I mean completely by that. If you go to a property, let's say you were willing to buy a property and it's listed asking price at $340,000, there's a good chance that they don't mind accepting $330,000. They'll be happy about $330,000 and they'll walk away. Why? Because it's real estate. $10,000 difference, it doesn't make any difference. People mark up prices by $10,000. If your markup at any point in time is $10,000, that means it's insignificant, right? That means it's negligible, right? So it's a negligible amount of number when you weight it against a $300,000 price point, okay? So that's the first thing, okay, that you should know about that. Any chance of a wholesale? So wholesale, you need to, in order to be a wholesale, you need to be deeply discounted. If this property, you feel like this property is worth $340,000, right? The wholesale price will need to be at, let me do a quick math right now. 300, 300, 65, 65, 65. Okay, $210,000. It needs to be around $220,000. All right, so you cannot pay more than $220,000 cash for this property. Now, if the property needs $20,000 worth of work, you can't pay more than $200,000 for it because you have to factor that into it, right? So, but they owe $330,000, right? And you feel, because less is owed, it's not less. I just cleared that up. That it's not less, it's the same price, right? They actually owe what the property is worth. If these numbers are true, there's a very good chance that the numbers are not true. It's worth less. I know that from experience. Okay, I've been doing this since 2005. There's a good chance the property is not even worth $330,000. Maybe it's worth $280,000, $290,000. Okay, which means there's still a good chance for short sale. If that's what you if that's what you want to settle in for, short sale as a solution, right? By the way, what is short sale? Short sale is basically the heart and the science of negotiating a price with the mortgage bank to accept less than what is owed to them. So there's a mortgage on the property for $330,000. You can only purchase the property for $280,000. You can only purchase a property for $200,000 because it needs $20,000 of work. You need to factor somewhere around $10,000 to $20,000 of work, at least so you can give it a facelift, right? Let me see. No room for rehab cost. So she didn't tell me the rehab cost. Let's just assume it's $20,000, your estimate, right? So $220,000 minus 20, you can only afford to pay $200,000 for the property. See, short sale, there's an additional requirement in order to be able to approach short sale. The owner must be okay with the idea that their bank is going to accept less, and then the bank may put that against their credit. Okay, now there are some new rules. Some banks may say, hey, we're going to write that off. It's not going to come in as an income, meaning you don't owe taxes on it. They will give you like a write-off, so you don't have to owe taxes on that difference, but they may owe taxes on the difference. They need to be okay with the idea that this is a process and the credit may be shot even further, right? So you need the owner to be in a place that they're very motivated and they want to get rid of the property. And that's the ultimate thing. That's they don't want to deal with the property anymore. They don't care about their credit. They don't care about all this. Just whatever you can do to get rid of this property, you need the homeowner to be in that space. If they're in that space, then absolutely, you can still wholesale the deal. Okay, that's really the one requirement. At the end of the day, they could owe more. They could owe right about the same price. If the homeowner is distressed, truly distressed, and they must sell a property, then you need to understand you can always do something. There's a chance. So it's about coming. So no room for rehab costs subject to seller financing. The only room here that I see, again, is short sale, because that money that they owe, $330,000, must be settled somehow, some way. And an investor is not going to be the one to pay for that. The other way around is if the rent in that area is very, very good, then they may be subject to, but you've already said there's no room for subject to. Chances are the rent is not good in that area, but the prices are a lot more than the rent is. So that means it's for people who wants to pay down the mortgage before they start cash flowing, right? So the real answer here is, number one, $330,000 and $340,000 is the same price. Number two, as long as there's a true motivation, a true distress situation where somebody needs to get rid of a property, then yes, there's a chance for a wholesale. But the only chance for wholesale, as I see here, based on what you just said, is short sale. So if the property needs work, then you need to approach the bank with what you're willing to pay for it. If somebody else is willing to pay more than $200,000 for the property, let them go pay for it. It's not your problem, because you have a lot more leads coming in, at least you should. So the real problem here is if you're in a place where you're building a pipeline, right, of leads, leads are coming in every day, every week, then you don't get stuck on if this will be a deal or not. You look at it, you put your offer in, you forget about it. If they accept your offer, they'll call you. They have your phone number, they have your contact information, they'll call you. And then if they don't accept your offer, it's not a big deal. You have options, you have leads coming in. Leads are coming in every day. You know how to generate leads. You're pushing multiple deals at any point in time. And so it's not really an issue. You need options, okay? You need a pipeline. That's the bottom line. That's the real thing that I see going on here. I've answered your question. $330,000 and $40,000 is the same thing. So there's no equity, okay? Period. That means it qualifies for short sale. The fact that your offer versus what is worth is what makes it a short sale candidate or not. Your offer, based on everything else, is $200,000. So it's a short sale candidate. Does that make sense? The ARV, quote unquote, I don't believe your ARV, by the way, but your ARV is not what determines. It's your offer. What is the fair market value for you as the only person on the table to put an offer on this property versus what is owed? What your offer is a lot less than what is owed. That's a short sale candidate, especially if there's no room for rehab, no room for subject to or seller refinancing. The only option is short sale. And can you approach a short sale? You need one more requirement. The owner must be okay with that, meaning they are truly distressed. They just want to get rid of the property. All right. So if you're dealing with a situation, which is what I just diagnosed, lack of leads, then you need to go download this book, SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com for free. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. The name of the book is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. If you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus, Real Estate Money Secrets. And if you prefer audio, Kindle, or paperback like this ones, the options are there as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.